Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. So I have to know, it's the end of the third quarter, and we're rounding out to the end of the year. Just between you and me, how are you doing with your sales results? Because what I've been finding is that sales leaders, business owners, are right now scrambling for ways to increase their team's revenues and improve their profit margins as they look forward to the last quarter of the year. So if you're in the process of developing your sales and marketing plan for the second half of this year, or revising it for the second half or the last quarter, here are four tips that can help you improve your sales results, both from a revenue standpoint and a profit standpoint. Tip number one, love the one you're with. Many companies invest far too much time chasing new customers and far too little time making sure your existing customers are happy. Research tells us that selling to existing customers is between 5 and 15 times less expensive, and it takes far less time than acquiring a new customer. So why risk losing something you've worked so hard to secure in the first place? Number two, get feedback. A satisfied customer is predisposed to purchase more often, and even purchase something different than a customer who's less satisfied with your product or service. So what are you doing to ensure your customers are satisfied customers? Now's a good time, if you haven't done it already, to take stock of your customer satisfaction levels. Tip number three, get connected. You know, a recent Gallup study showed that emotionally connected customers spend 46% more than those customers who are simply satisfied with you. So how do you create emotional connectedness? Well, start by being personal. Have your sales reps send handwritten thank you cards after each first-time sales. Keep track of and contact your customers on important milestone dates, such as the anniversary day they started doing business with you, their own company anniversary, family birthdays, or anything else you can use to build a personal relationship. A number of years ago, I was doing research for our book, Honesty Sells, and I happened upon the number one salesperson for a particular industry, and he was number one for years and years and years. Now, he sold fertilizer, commoditized products. And when I asked him, what makes you number one so consistently? He said this, you know, Colleen, those guys that know the growers, the farmers, birthdays, they are, you know, usually hitting quotas. Those guys that know the grower's wife's birthday, they're in the top 10%. But I know the grower's dog's birthday. And his point to me was this. He had such an intimate understanding of the customer from a personal perspective, he could use that to build a relationship. He got connected with them emotionally. And as a result, his sales and his profits soared. Number four, make a direct link. The number one mistake I see many business-to-business companies make is allowing all of their contact with their customers to go through a single sales rep. This can leave you vulnerable when any of your employees jump ship to join the competitors. It also leaves too much room for negligence on the part of your reps. Establish a direct link with each of your customers, regardless of how many layers of distribution lie between you and them, or how many layers of leadership lie between you and the customer. A CEO of a large company could do it by adding a personal message in a newsletter or a hotline phone number. A restaurant owner could do this by coming around and personally chatting with diners. To reinforce the direct link, get into the habit of contacting your customers several times throughout the year and send them emails or direct mails or voicemails or face-to-face visits to encourage them to continue to do business with you in multiple ways. Now, also, remember the cardinal rule. Make sure the customer understands everything about your business and how you can add value at every point in their business. Customers have so many things going on today that they simply can't be counted on to remember all the great things about you from one sale to the next and all the products and services that you offer. So if you have a unique quality, a service, a price guarantee, if you've got new products or multiple lines of business, make sure you're reminding the customer of that each time you chat with them. As sales professionals, well, frankly, as companies, we desperately need to place a higher value on the customer. Make sure it's the message behind your company, your team, and your customer service too. Communicate with your customers often and with emotion, and you'll find your business will really begin to soar.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.